Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody, Glenn Tompkins on our VectorVest YouTube channel. Today, I am super stoked about the three stocks that I'm going to bring to your attention for explosive activity. One, I really like Palantir. I've done a lot of videos on it already, PLTR. I'm playing two hot industries. I'm going to show you two stocks that could really explode in that industry. First one is going to be the crypto industry. Yes, I'm going to look at BITO, a brand new crypto ETF. I'm going to tell you why I like it. And uranium, another hot industry. We're going to take a look at a great stock to take advantage of in that industry, CCJ. Now, if you want to find out why I like these stocks, you sit right there. Hey, everybody, Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at our VectorVest YouTube channel. Always love bringing these videos to your attention. And again, I'm super stoked about these stocks. They could put a lot of money in your pocket. If you're brand new to the channel, by all means, please hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon so that you'll be alerted when new content like this comes out. Most of all, if you like the video, hit that like button. Let everybody else out there in YouTube land know what we're doing over here at VectorVest. Now, the thing about what we do here as content providers on YouTube is we give you good, useful information. I never want anybody to think that I'm pumping any stock. I'm going to show you a stock. I'm going to analyze it the VectorVest way. We're going to look at some news. So you're going to get a nice, well-rounded bit of information to help you guys make the right decisions. All right, let's get into the first stock. First stock, ProShares Bitcoin ETF tops $1 billion in assets in 2 days. That's BITO, B-I-T-O. Folks, everybody's been looking for an ETF to track the whole crypto space. When the crypto space moves, it rockets. And instead of trying to find an individual miner or blockchain or it just Bitcoin itself, why not use one ETF that tracks the whole space? That instead of putting all your eggs in one basket, you're spread out, you're diversified to play the space. When the space is hot, BITO could be an awesome way to go. How about this piece of information? It's the fastest an ETF has hit the $1 billion mark. Folks, there's a lot of buzz behind it, and this Bitcoin ETF could definitely put a lot of money in your pocket. Now, if anybody knows me, I am not a fan of buying an IPO right away. But when I can see it's gaining this kind of traction already, it caught my attention enough to say, let's take a look at it. Now, the next stock I want to look at is Palantir, PLTR. Now, the best thing that I could do for Palantir is just go to their website and see all of the activity that's going on their website. The latest one I've got is on 10/6/2021. Palantir introduces a second cohort of Foundry for builders upstarts. Foundry is their foundational software that they use, and they take data and they make it into useful information and sell that information or that process to whoever they have a contract with. Now, talking about contracts, how about this? This is back on 10/5. Army selects Palantir for intelligence data fabric and analytics solution. NIH continues collaboration with Palantir Technologies to support what? COVID-19 research. This is important, right? And being able to get and ascertain what's going on with the data into useful information, this is what Palantir is all about. Now, last time they reported earnings, 49% revenue growth and commercial revenue up 90%. Earnings should be coming up next month. And I think that if history provides what we see here, it should have another blockbuster earnings report. But we'll see. And so now getting in, if you're not already in it now, could be a good way to take advantage of that. But we're going to talk a little bit more about it. Palantir announces a date for earnings. Palantir and U.S. government to continue work on COVID-19. 2015, Palantir introduces Foundry for Builders, the FAA selects Palantir for aircraft certification, and on and on and on. What makes a company grow? Sales. They've got to sell product. Well, guess what? Palantir is getting the sales. They're getting the contracts, not only from the United States, from all across the world. They have their hands in the pot to make money over and over again. Now, the last stock I'm going to talk about is uranium. Now, I went and Googled why uranium is so important, why uranium energy jumped, and that was earlier today. But how about this? Is there a future in uranium? With more than 54 reactors under construction and 100 reactors planned worldwide, the demand for uranium is set to grow. Unlocking new and existing supplies is critical to meeting this rising demand, and new uranium discoveries will be increasingly valuable in balancing the market. So if any of you are out there saying, why is uranium moving right now? We all are trying to move to less of a carbon footprint. Nuclear energy is a part of doing that, right? So if these nuclear energy plants are going to be they're in construction or plan to be in construction, uranium is going to be big. It's going to be needed. The demand is going to increase. So I got a stock for you in that space. All right. So now let's get into the VectorVest software and let's analyze these three stocks the way that only VectorVest can do it. CCJ is at the top of the list. Why? Because it's got a VST above one that looks at the combination of value, safety, and timing. Now, the value, the upside potential is not above the value of one, but the safety is. It's telling me that even in this space, it should outperform a AAA corporate bond by only 2% over the next 1 to 3 years. But nonetheless, it should outperform the market. It is definitely moving higher right now in a good uptrend because the industry is in an uptrend. So CCJ is a stock of my choice right now. It is a buy recommendation. Positive earnings and growing their earnings at a clip of 21% a year. Now, Bitto, brandy spanking new. And again, I'm not a big fan of utilizing IPOs because they tend to go up and then they've come crashing down until they prove themselves. But looking at that data showing that it's got a lot of assets already in a short amount of time, the fastest any for any ETF, that tells me that there's a lot of push, a lot of buzz, a lot of conviction behind the move in Bitto, and you could be getting in early before the stock takes off. And I like the idea of using an ETF to be in a hot space and being diversified with one ETF. The next one, Palantir. Right now, this is still more of a speculative play. I like to say that Palantir hasn't put their big boy pants on. Not yet. They haven't grown into what they potentially could be. There's no one out there that's utilizing, even if you look at Snowflake, another new company that's out there, there's nobody doing what Palantir does the way that they do. I like the innovation behind the company, and I like what the potential of what they do is all about. Now, when I go over there, I'm going to look at the sales on, let's go see, where's my sales? Look at that, in billions. So $1.3 $2 billion in sales, and they're growing their sales at a clip of 49%. Now, as I'm looking at this data, let me show you the buzz behind Bitto. Bitto right now is trading at 11 million shares already on a stock that's 40 some odd dollars, $42, $43. There's a lot of buzz. If you look at the three stocks, this stock is trading the most. That's why I really do like knowing that there's conviction behind the move or conviction behind this new ETF. All right, now I've done a little bit of an analysis on it. I will say that Palantir is more of the speculative play, but I like what they have to offer. I like that they blew earnings out the last quarter. I see that potentially they have the ability to blow it out of the water again. Earnings is the engine that drives a company higher. All right, so now as we look at these things, let's go look at their graphs. Let's go look at their graphs. And here we go. So I'm going to put this on a 3-month graph. This CCJ looking at uranium right now, it was on a run looking at the 3 and 8 exponential moving averages. They crossed on 10/12. You got in, you're still in, it's pulling back today. But I've got a solid level of support sitting at the value of $25.78. If it crosses below that, I'd wait for another opportunity to buy. But if the industry is hot, the stock will rebound, coming off, hopefully off of this level of support, and keep on moving higher. Look at the earnings per share, definitely moving higher. Volume for the time being right now is falling. That makes a little bit of sense. Over the last 4 days, what's it doing? It's moving a tad bit sideways. So I can see that. RT tells me that this stock is rocking and rolling. Look back here, the last time that uranium made a run. Beautiful entry, get in, get out on the 3-8 cross. I think that this stock has the ability to explode. Next one, Biddle. Now, this is the stock that's brand spanking new. Big update yesterday when we started tracking it. Big rebound or fall back down today. What does that mean for you? I still think that with all of the buzz behind it, it's got great upside potential. Would I buy it today? No. Do I have the potential? Would I buy it on the potential that the stock could really explode? Absolutely, especially with the buzz behind it. It's got the ability to drive this new ETF higher as more and more people learn about it. This is a great way to enter the Bitcoin space by way of ETF. And the stock went from a buy to a hold, big drop. But if you look at the drop, $40.87 with a high of about $43.95. It's off by about $3, all right? And I think the more buzz that this stock gets, the more people are going to jump on board and push the stock's price higher. I would just wait on this, but it's got explosive potential. And let's go to the last stock, Palantir. Again, I've done video upon video on Palantir. I look at it on Facebook. I look at it on Twitter. There's a lot of buzz around it as well. But I like the innovation behind the company. It is innovative in taking data and bringing it down to the point of useful information. And with all of the new contracts that they're getting time and time again, they're making money. Look at the earnings per share. Still a relatively new company. The stock still, I don't think it's grown into its big boy pants yet. But folks, before it does get to its big boy pants, you want to possibly take a look at getting in. I like the little bit of an uptrend right here. The 3 and the 8 are still, the 3 is still above the 8. We have a nice little up day here today. Earnings per share rising. I like the stock. Be careful with volume. Volume, for the most part, has just been moving sideways. At least it's keeping up with the day before. So there's still enough conviction behind the move in the stock. But the innovation behind the stock is what's there. I've got a price target sitting at about $31, trading right now at $24. It's got a couple of levels of resistance to get through. But I think as the company continues to get more contracts, this company will continue to grow. When the buzz was hot here, was this a great earnings opportunity or making money? Absolutely. I think it's getting ready after its pullback right now to start running back up again. This could be a great explosive opportunity. So with that, folks, those are my three picks for explosive stocks to keep on your radar or possibly to buy. Make sure you buy if you're going to get into any of those stocks on an up day. Keep in mind, folks, we do the work. You reap the rewards, but at least you've got useful information to go off of to make your decisions. So, folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.